This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that's targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesperson in a statement Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. Gunfire Tuesday outside the Pentagon, headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense near Washington, D.C., led to multiple injuries and the massive military headquarters going on lockdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal, and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. This is VOA News.